Shalmi, Tainus Daf Tesvav. We're starting from the Mishnah of Yudalim and Beis. Mishnah continues our discussion of the days that they were masakin Tainus for no rain. So which days were they masakin? Were there any days that they was preferable to masakin, or days that you should not? So the Mishnah starts over and goes in Tainus Latziv with Hilva Chamishi. You don't start up making a Tainus at the first day of the Tainus tzibur that you're making for the rain should come out on a Thursday. Says the Mishnah, why shall Afkiya Sesa Orim? You shouldn't go ahead and mess up the prices, change the prices. So both the Pnei Moshe and the Kohen Eder explain the two pshatim. We're going to go just the first pshat, because if it's going to be Thursday, the first day, when people come to buy Thursday evening, Thursday afternoon to shop, they'll be shopping for the Suda to break the fast, plus they'll be buying for Shabbos, they'll be buying a lot, and when the storekeepers see that they're buying a lot, they'll raise the prices. They'll raise the prices. The people need their thing, and they'll think there's a hunger in there, and that people are hungry, and that can't get food. That's why this person's buying so much. And so therefore, they will go ahead and raise the prices. So we don't want that to happen. So we don't start it on Thursday. Elo, Shlosh Tainus Rishonos, Shein HaKamishi. The ready to do it, the proper way to do this, Monday, Thursday, Monday. And that is now again, because they start on Monday, there will be no concern. Everyone's going to know. They'll know that it must be a Tainus Tzibur that they're doing, that people are fasting because of Tainus. If they're starting on Monday, that's the normal procedure. And the Mela, they won't, there's not going to be any price gouging to go ahead and to cause it. That's what you should do. That's what the Mishnah says. The Shaloshnios Kamisha Vishena. Same thing. The second one could be there. That could be Thursday, Monday, Thursday. Why? Because since they saw last week they fasted Monday, Thursday, Monday. So obviously it's really because of a Tainus, because of the rain, the Geshamim, a Tainus Tzibur, not because there's a problem with the food, a scarcity of food. And merely therefore, the second phase, you could even start on Thursday, and we're not concerned about the prices being raised. Yossi Aimer, Hashem, Ena Shos Kamisha, just like the first one you can't do Thursday, Kaklo Shnius Lechon, you can't do the second and the third, and the final seven sets that seven fastings that you make at the end, same svara that you have in the first one, you can't do that either. And the second, the third either. So Rav Yossi, all of them the same halach. We don't pass like Rav Yossi, but Rav Yossi was concerned, obviously, that since there's a break between the different fast days, between the fast, you wait not the next day, it's the next week, the 2 weeks later, a month later, and maybe therefore they'll forget that there was a fast before, and it could be therefore there will be price gouging. That is what Rav Yossi says, but the halacha is like Tanakam, not like Rav Yossi. That the Mishnah. Mishnah discusses the idea of Machlokas Tanakam Rav Yossi that we had in the Mishnah before. You gotta be fasting, you ought to fast on a day before one of the days that's considered a Yom Tov in the Megillas Tainus. We had a Machlokes, because if Yossi says you have to call it out before, and Tanakam says you don't have to. Also, the Kumei Rav Yochanan, Maisa came from Rav Yochanan, my week Rabbi Yossi, Pasnak Rav Yossi. Pasnak Rav Yossi, Keneged, the Tanakama. Now, so the question is, why did he do that? And Mara says, let's explain. So, Avili Rav Mestayer, and when he saw that he did that, his student Rav Elazar was very much Mestayer, pained by the Paskin like him. You know, the Loka should. Now we don't pass like Rav Yossi. We Paskin like the Tanakama, and he thought they made a mistake. So Mestayer says the Kabbalah says Shogag Rav Yochanan Bar Rosu. He was Mestayer that he thought his Rebbe Paskin incorrectly, passed like Rav Yossi, but the Loka is not like Rav Yossi. Therefore, he was Mestayer. Pain that his Rebbe made a mistake. Says, Amar, that he said, Shofkin Stama of Yichidah, he asked the Kasha, do we just leave the Stam and Mishnah, and then we pass like in Yichidah? And the Mishnah's Stam is Tzvudah Nasi. And how could you Yochan and Paskin like Yossi Sheet, an individual, against the Tana, the Stam Tana? The Lokan Numen Halachic Stam Mishnah, we pass like a Stam Mishnah. So how do you pass in like a divi of the Tanakama of the Tanakama and Paskin a Shaila and Paskin Halacha like Rav Yossi, like we always pass Halacha Kastam Mishnah. So therefore, what was the can understand why is Rav Yochanan and his Rebbe Paskin this way? So the Gemara says the A year later, Rav Leitzer found Rav Chiya, the name of Rav Meir, that said, When Rav Chiya heard the name of Rav Meir, Ama Yor Saba Yoda Parik Gami. The Ryokan and the Chokam, the Zokain, he knew how to answer himself very well. In other words, since this Tanakama doesn't say who it is, we assume that look, we don't pass like it. But he paskin, but we know now we understand paskin like our mayor. In other words, if you had an opinion, we assume that Tanakama didn't say the name. We assume that it was a Yochid. It was a Rabbim. Many Tanayim. So the Kasha that he had was a laser head. How could my Rebbe of Yochid pass like a Yochid, Rav Yossi, connected to Tanakama, which is a Rabbim? But when he sort of quoted this Brisa, that he had a Brisa, he found that quotes that this Bryce is referring to as Rav Meir, the Tana of the Mishnah is Rav Meir, not the quote. So it's a Yochid versus a Yochid. And Rav Yossi has a right, my Rebbe, Rav Yochanan had a right to Paskin. Savior, he knew how to Paskin, and they're Paskin like to one Tana against another Tana. We don't pass like the Stam Tana against Rav Yossi. Therefore, you can paskin like, that's why he paskin like Rav Yossi, because he's not bound by the halacha of Stam, of halacha to Stam Mishnah, because it wasn't a Stam Mishnah between a rabbin. It's only because usually Stam can be many people. So therefore, we paskin like the rabbin. But here, between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi, there is, that's the sheet that we do paskin like Rav Yossi, connected Rav Meir. And it's my Rebbe was correct in paskining, paskin this halacha this way. This is understood now why we paskin this halacha. So the Gemara said, "Did halacha say is it true that we paskin? Is it a question? We said Rav Yochanan should have. Is this correct? We try to defend Rav Yochanan." I money come Rav Yudan. He asked Rav Yudan, "Look, can Rav Chizkiya Rav Yishmael Lozer? Didn't Rav Chizkiya say the name Rav Yudan, the name Rav Yosar? Come on, Shana Rabbi Machlokes because of Shana Stam. Whenever Rabbi Machlokes in the Mishnah, and once his own quarter doesn't say who it is, a lock Stam is like a Stam. So again, so the mindset, the Mishnah says Stam, even if you tell me it's an individual, even if it's an individual, you wanted to answer Yochanan because it's only we say halachic Islam only if it's a majority opinion, a rabbin connected to Yochid. But if it's, we know it's a Yochid, like here it's Rav Meir, a Yochid by Yochid, you could pass on like Rav Yossi, connected Rav Meir. But we see not so. We see the new quote, halachic, whenever it doesn't say the name of the Tana, even if it's an individual Tana, we're still passing like a Stam Tana, Stam Mishnah like that Tana, and therefore it should be like Rav Yossi. So how did you didn't accomplish anything? He didn't accomplish anything. It should still be the halacha. It should still be Gvad Rav Yochanan and Paskin like Rav Yossi. It should still be halacha. It should still be like a mayor, like the Stam Tana, which is a mayor. So where did he get it from? We didn't answer him. Lo Bar Milta Machorin. Now Rebbe himself taught the Machlekes, and it wasn't Rebbe who taught this halacha. The Brisa is Rav Chiya, and maybe therefore the Gemara says when he's a Machlekes, the others teach the Machlekes, and everyone agrees. Maybe don't follow halacha Stam Mishnah. So he knows what Yochanan was right to say different. Yes, it wasn't. Don't think it's Rav Meir that said this. This is the because he only said the halacha by himself. But the guy, the Rebbe himself, was the Mishnah, but not when it's other Tanoim. So therefore, maybe in Okanami, it does not. The rule doesn't follow, and therefore it could be that Rav he had a right to pass on Rav Yossi because it doesn't. It doesn't accept this opinion that we pass in like. Like the Tanakhama. So tomorrow now, question Ramona is Kasha on the Yochanan. What was Ramona's Kasha then Rav Yochanan? Ramona says, what do you tell me? My inhon shkak Rav Mesli Lachloikis. In the place where you find Rabbi Hazam Akloikis, Torah Mazal Mishnah, then Shtam, Ishna, Rabbi Zlav, Stam, also Lorishka, then Rabbi Lachloikis, the place where Rabbi didn't learn any Samakloikis. Him, others learned it as Samakloikis, Rabbi Shana Stam, Rabbi Lachloikis, Lachloikis, should be a local Stam, to be like him. But care, the Kasha is good Kasha. No, to explain what the Kasha was, if you say, Stam and Ashita, or Iptiyamah Machloikis, and Rebbe didn't quote it Machlokes Tanaim. If you have Machlokes Tanaim and then you have a Stam, so you say that's you may look as Stam maybe a halakha like Machlokes. But when Rebbe the Mishnah only quoted the Stam, only quoted the one Shita, then surely look at it should be a look as Stam. Surely it should be like him and not like Rabbi Yossi. So but Kalal it's a Kasha. The Kasha was a good Kasha. So the Gemara says, Elma, how do we know it's true? Even if others quote, it's a machlokes in the brayso. Rabbi Shana Stam, Rabbi learned only it's a stam. It's not machlokes lokes. Then we still pass like him. So again, you see, that's the rule. That's why I look. Is it kasha still? Why you pass like Rav Lezer, Rav Yossi? So the Gemara says, no. Lomalei moira lekidoy. Why did Rav Yochanan pass like an individual of Yossi? It should be like the lokes. Should be like the Tanakama. Even though lemaisa it's Rav Meir Shita, and we know Kapi Rav Meir and Rav Yossi. Well, look, it's like Rav Yossi, like you said before. But however, the fact it's quoted as a stam tana, without a machlokas, we should pass like that stam thing, even to a mayor. That's the rule. You know, if it says mahin, my son and Rabbi Atzma Kolchkin, we should be passing like that. So, mainly, therefore, if we have this halacha that it should be, Rabbi wrote it in the lashon stam, the nev halacha should be like this. Again, even keneged, even if it's Rav Yossi, keneged, even if you know it's Rav Meir, it should be a halacha like that. So, back to the kasha. So, what is it? So, what's pshat of Yochanan? Why did Yochanan pass like Rav Yossi?
We don't pass like the stam. In other words, when is stam is separate from Mishnah, so it's only stam, so we pass like the stam. But when it's together, when it's machlokes etzel stam, when it's both brought together, when there's a machlokes in one place and in the same place there's a stam, so then we don't pass in the stam. Then we don't say look stam, and if we pass like the rabbin, like in here we could pass in the look of Yossi, no das yachid, because it's brought together, and now it's brought together not as a separate thing. And the Gemara says the Kopenhagen explains that we go to the stam, we don't say look stam when it's like machlokes. So maybe therefore the Mishnah, since it's quoted the halacha of Shidur of Yossi, therefore we have a right to say that the halacha is like of Yossi, Yochanan was correct in doing so. The Gemara says that machlokes later. And the Mishnah said later, we don't pass like that. The Gemara says, halacha, when did we say, how far did we go that we don't pass like that stam? So Yossi, Yochanan, that we said original halacha is like a stam, Yochanan, it's a Yochanan, there's two individuals. But Yochanan, it's a Chachamim, there's a Yochanan, connected to Chachamim, lo badakus, we don't say halacha is stam. So that's it, that's the rule. When do we say halacha is stam? If you have one against one, then you can say halakas kastam. But if it's a rab, a yachid, kineged a rabim, then we don't say, even if the yachid's a stam, we don't say the halakas kineged a stam, go kineged a rov. Kineged a rabim, more people, we don't paskin that halakas kastam, even if it's a stam, kineged the kachamim, like a yichida, that we don't do. And halakas stam, all the rabim plikas, and we have a rabim plikas, there's a kabinator, stam, therefore the halakas a yichida, therefore we paskin like him, not like the yichida. Mishnah says another halacha. Mishnah continues, but when don't we have tainus? And goes on, we don't have tainus on Rosh Chodesh or Hanukkah Purim. These days you can't fast on these days, so we don't go to Tzibon tainus even for an important thing. We're not going to. You can go to the website, but you went ahead and you went ahead and you started fast. Halacha, we don't corrupt. You have to continue. You know, even if it's on those days, you don't interrupt it. Do you remember Gamliel? These are words of Gamliel, that even though it's Rabban and Dikadin, but Lamaisa, we don't change the thing. If you do Makabal upon yourself, you don't do it. It goes in the halacha, you do it. Even though it says that even though we said emasik, we don't stop. You don't go mashim. You don't continue the day. You break it before the end of the day. If you start it already, you don't stop it. But at least you continue it until there's some there at the end of the day, and you can go ahead and you can do it. The halacha is also you break the fast when also before you break the fast before Shkia. You break it before the. Now we don't have that today. We can't have it. You know, it never comes out on Friday, but the. But Lamaisa, the those who can will come out, they will come out. But there is no way to prove that what was done before, what wasn't done before. The Gemara said we don't. Whatever you decide now, you want to explain what has to be done. You have to do it now. And the same with Tishba, we go ahead and we do it. We don't wait, and we Shabbos. We rake the fast before. We don't wait to go into the Shabbos with that. Says the Kabbalah, "Bisman sheyav beis mekachin al piyriya." We used to go mekachin al piyriya. We call it bayer v'samach l'shir. We go before we go take it there because of Shabbos. You can't Shabbos. We should go in hungry. Mainly, therefore, we have to wait for a testimony. So we do it right away. We don't wait. So the Gemara. When Mishnah says that you wait, a fast is considered to commence, how long do you wait? Gemara said, when you have these days, you went, what does it mean? What's the article? We're talking about, Gemara said, Gemaskil, what does it mean? What does it mean, Maskil? He goes, tell us, but if you started, you know, how much is Mafs? How much of it you started already? How much of it has to be that you don't? Because if you have only one fast, you know, you don't have two. You have to have Stein. You have to have two fasts to be considered as if you already started it, and that's considered. They had a mindset, and happy like that, and they paskin like Rabbo. That there was a whole group of tainus that were decreed, but only the first one was observed, and the second one they didn't, and that was it. Once they did the second one, all of them became the spatel, and did not change any factor. The Gabi the Yom Tov. So Gemara says, Gemara comes to Mishnah, comes to tell you the locus, you go to the full Zen Rosh Kodesh. You don't fast. Gemara says, Shaila, Maya Koyim, what portion do you read when you have a fast day that comes out of Rosh Kodesh? What do you do? You don't really read Rosh Kodesh, but it's a fast day. Do you read the fast day? Which period do you read? You read the Brachos of the Kolos. You read the one which you usually read on a fast day. That's what you read. Kolos of Kolos, that's the one you usually read. You don't read the one on Rosh Kodesh, you read the one for the Kolos and Kolos. So Gemara says, Tadr Shem Tadr the Kodesh. Mara says, "I'm like Ramona. We didn't come out that time. Tanya said, 'She had not come.' We said, 'I look at the pale people so fast. They tell Vinal Menayon.' But when they didn't, of course, said, 'You got to tell them to go ahead and Vinal Menayon. They have to lie down on their stomachs when they say Takkanon. What is it mean? Fast with Kodesh? It means that it's not usually done with Kodesh. Therefore, the halakas you have to go ahead and make sure it's done. How do they do that? They didn't. So we wanted to say any secret that they didn't done. Mara said they didn't go ahead and recite Takkanon." There should be no din. So why do we say Tachanon? I say the full Zemar Shkodesh. It's because it's Melchior Adin. We should knock it out. It's Rivin Amenayan. It should be on there. We should remove it from the cloud. We don't have it that day. So I'm like, that do we say Tachanon that day? Tell us that we go ahead. We mock but in brachos with klolos. They put this as a brachos. We want to make sure that we're mocked on that. So that Gemara said we're mocked but on it. And the Gemara said therefore we do go ahead and make the declaration on that particular day. So Gemara says if you say such a halacha, it's your kashin. The other Gemara coming up that's why we say we don't read Rosh Chodesh. No, you don't read. You read on Rosh Chodesh that day. You don't read the off best day. You read Katanis. You read on Rosh Chodesh. Gemara says I'm a lays. But they have the case. The Gemara said, "What I say? The Shemata you heard. Ben Avucha. When I hear from your case over there, at the Rosh Chodesh, that fellow did you read from your father? What does that mean? What does that mean? To read from your father? It's telling you that the rule is telling you that luck would be by both these cases that they're telling you fast on both. So Gemara says, come lay Rabbani, Kodesh with Kodesh. Go ahead and bless them with Kodesh. That's what you do. Gemara says, I'm a lay, I said, Shemutim Abuchta Masa. You heard from your father? Where did you get this from? He's your Kodesh. So Gemara says, Abolo, I'm a Kenoda Yonitza. The father didn't say anything to me except Lagambe the Din in the city of Ein Tov, where Bezin is Mukdish B'Yom Tov, Bezin himself does it. So all the day we deen on the Reish Yachah. In fact, that we know it's Reish Yachah is good enough. Hadin Koran no Mish Kodesh, so with the reed of Koran Mish Kodesh is also good enough. Shara Ma'ah, Koran Mish Kodesh is good. But the other days, the other places, we have to read the part of the books of Polos that you read, the last day reading of the first day, because more than Mish Kodesh, that becomes the Ikar Kriya, and that's what you do. That's what you do. So let me more invite that. Mishnah says, well, look at that Tishba comes out on Shabbos. It's a week on Friday, so if you don't go, you don't fast. Mishnah says, what do you mean you don't fast? I've got another one that Tishba is called the Shabbos. You're going to go even to one egg, one amount, small amount of Shiva Bayo, so say, even one drink, one cup of Revias. You shouldn't go to Shabbos hungry. You have to do something, at least that you don't go into Shabbos hungry. You have an obligation to eat a little minimum. You could fast and go late, finish, go right into the fast. You go into the fast, and fasting is not a problem. You can go into Shabbos hungry. There's no issue with going to Shabbos hungry. So the Gemara says, looks like the one who says he go ahead and you should fast and complete the day. Tishbavion on Friday. Why didn't Rav Siva say halakha like Rav Yossi? Why do you have to say in such a roundabout way? It's time to talk a little bit different because Akhlana learns it the other way around. That Chomim, Yossi is the Chomim, so it'll be Chomim coming to make a mistake. Therefore, they just said halakha Rav Yossi and let the rest of it take its course as to what, who's included in that. Even if an individual goes on himself a tainus yakid, he also has the best. He also has the misana of mashlim. So later on, he fast. But a lot of chazal kovei should fast. But if you fast, you still have to kovei to later to mashlim. Misana of mashlim. became in front of Yosef. I want to go ahead and learn from him what the halacha is, what the case, what situation. Amalei said to him, I'm going home for a bit. So Amalei Yosef said to him, is it night yet? Why are you going home? Is it night already? Shalach Lehi said to him, when I says, he's telling me I'm fasting, I can't do anything. Amalei said to him, you can't have any things, no Tabi Tursin you don't have. I have no Tursin beans to give you. So Amalei, if I could give you, I'd give you, I don't have. So Amalei said to him, look like Rav Yossi, we paskin like that a person that goes ahead has to do it the day before, make the Kabbalah and the Shmanasarate. Amalei, therefore you do so, that would be considered as if the Tainas. If not, it wouldn't be considered a Tainas. If the look is like him, according to that opinion, that's why the Gemara brings in only the Shita of Ahuna, which is not really what he's doing with you, but he's giving you what we said before, and the Ritzukim, he's doing it for those days, which comes Pesach, it comes before, Yamashim before, that would be considered the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, which would be the Tana of our Mishnah. Stop over here.